Some came, they studied his history, and they found out that Hashim, the great-grandfather of the master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lam yuqbad sanama. He never ever worshipped the idol, and next to his grave Mubarak, there in Ghazza, in those days already, there they built a big masjid. Obviously now everything is demolished and so forth. So that's the first thing you should know about Ghazza, remember that. The second thing you should know about Ghazza, all of you, especially here in Khebaroni, Botswana, many of you, 50% or more or less, you follow the Shafi'i school. Wama adraka min al-Shafi'i. Do we even know who is Imam Shafi'i? Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah, Muhammad bin Idris, was born in Ghazza in the year 150. And when he was 2 years old, his father Idris passed away in Ghazza. He's buried in Ghazza. After the iddat of his mother, they went to meet Mashura and they had a meeting, then they migrated from Ghazza to Makkah. So now in Makkah here we drink water of mashallah Khebaroni, you see like this. So remember there he was drinking Zamzam water day and night. What dua he used to make at his young age, 2.5 years, 3 years old now. So Allahumma zukni ilman wakhira. Ya Allah, give me profound knowledge. Lo and behold, in Makkah, his first teacher, Imam Shafi, his first teacher, an African person, Imam Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji. At the age of 7, he bi-hearted the entire Quran Sharif. At the age of 10, he bi-hearted the whole Imam Malik's work, Mu'tam Malik. Afterwards, he went to study by Imam Malik. South Africa has thousands of ulama. He memorized the whole Mu'tam Imam Malik. But remember, in South Africa, which is today considered like the hub for where and where students come, alhamdulillah, we must thank Allah for the great. But you won't even find 10 ulama, including myself, that we know what time a Malik the hub. At the age of 10, he bahatat. At the age of 13, his ustad, African teacher, Imam Muslim bin Khalid Azanji, told him, O Muhammad bin Idris, you start teaching now here in the Haram Sharif. I just come now from our Haji Rafiq's house and so forth, and the Sheikh Faisal bin Jamil al-Ghazawi, he rendered the khutbah today from Makkah. His forefathers came from Ghazza. So they call him Faisal al-Ghazawi. Young Imam Sahib. So you must remember that from the age of 13, وَكَانَ يُدَرِّسُ فِي الْحَرَمِ الْمَكِّي. He's teaching already, he's a lecturer in the Haram Sharif in Makkah. At the age of 15, this African teacher, remember, he gave him permission, وَأَجَازَ لَهُ بِالْإِفْتَاءِ. He told him, O Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris, you are a genius, I give you permission. You can start issuing fatawa and verdicts, verbally, in writing, and so forth. When we used to go to Makkah with groups, so now I don't go, halat and conditions have changed so much. So now remember, in Makkah Mukarramah, which was said by Sheikh Muqtadi Sabuni, he was a halat from Aleppo, Syria, Sahib al-Tafsir. He wrote more than 10, 12 tafsir of the Noble Quran. And more than 50 years he was in Makkah. He passed away in Istanbul. He's buried there also. In Medina Munawwara, our ustad, when we used to go, I used to sit in his dars and lesson, Sheikh Umar Falaka, the African muhaddis, and from Nigeria. He taught Hadith Sharif in Masjid Nabawi 49 years. When I went to his durus and his lesson, it was maybe the last 20 years of his life or so. So he used to teach inside Riyadhul Jannah, where Imam Malik rahmatullah used to teach. No other scholar had that sharaf, had that honor. But this African muhaddis had it. When we used to sit in his dar, Sheikh Umar Farada, so remember, we used to kiss his hand, we used to kiss his forehead, and he used to teach us. So this is what to izzu man tasha, what to zillu man tasha. For you in Botswana, big lessons in this. One day, in Masjid Nabawi, I told one South African, I see, you see there, this is Sheikh Umar Farada, great Sheikh of Hadith. So that South African, you know South Africa, we grew up in an update. White is right and West is the best, you know. They implanted it in our brains and in our thinking and thought process. Name is Bilal, but Bilal thinks like Bali. Name is Maryam, but Maryam thinks like Mary. So when I told him, see that person, my ustad, he said that darky, then darkie. You see, this is the Muslim of today. That we judge people because of the complexion. We judge people what language they speak. We judge people whether they are rich or they are poor. But by Allah, that is never a criteria. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam's name, Nami Ismi Grami, is mentioned the most in the noble Quran among all the prophets. 136 times. And go open Bukhari Sharif commentary. Allama Qastalani, and them, they say, Ka'annahu Rajulun Sudani. He was dark in complexion. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, how Allah elevated him. Hazrat Luqman radiallahu anhu, dark in complexion. Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, the Muazzin and Minister of Finance. If you go to Damascus, you will see on the board is written there, Muazzin Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Waziru Mali. Imam Shafi'i's teacher, Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji, African. Imam Abu Hanifa's teacher, African, Atta bin Abi Rabah. So where we come with this? This is our short-sightedness. That remember, because we come from this gham and this village, and so your gham got no virtue in Islam. Your forefathers were all Hindus. So that is what they were. Go read the lectures of Sheikh Ahmad Didat rahimahullah. He said to my baap dada ko shanti la ne magan lal hota. What they were? Huh? What you think? So brothers, don't fool yourself. You must remember that Islam is for all, and all for Islam. It got nothing to do with gham mentality and all these type of things here. We must become an asset to this. So remember that it's Gaza. Wama adraka min Hamas. Who are the leaders of Hamas and so forth? Sheikh Ahmed Yasin Nawrallahu Marfadahu paraplegic. From the year 87, he formed Hamas, Harakatul Muqawamatul Islamiyah. From his neck downwards, paraplegic. He struck such fear in the hearts and minds of the Jutlas. Those of you who don't know this term, Jutla, me, I'm a Maiman, right? So I speak Maiman. 100% Pakka Maiman. Who like us, I will Maiman. I speak all Maiman this name. So inshallah. So anyway, you must remember that. So Jutla means Jew, okay? So he put so much fear in them. And he warned the hearts and minds of the people in Gaza. So they started controlling Gaza. They give food, they give water, service delivery, everything. And they had elections, they won it. In 2004, so you must remember Ariel Sharon, the butcher of Beirut, the war criminal, and he sent the F-16s. He's reading Fajr Salat, ye in Gaza, Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, Nawrallahu. The F-16 is hovering above the masjid. And then what happens? They told him, Sheikh, this is for you. He said, La nakhafu illallah. We don't fear anybody. We only fear Almighty Allah. In his wheelchair, they took him outside and then they struck him. Then after 3 weeks, the second leader of Hamas is also assassinated, Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi. But Allah ki lati be awas. The stick of Almighty Allah don't make a noise. When the time came for Ariel Sharon, what the Lord Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. قال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل حديث قدسي من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. When you show hatred, you cause harm to my awliyaullah, to my khasane khuda, my special friends and servants, فقد آذنته بالحرب. I wage war against you, Allah says. For 8 years, brothers, you all got Google instead of wasting time with other things. This youth today, I ask them, what you say? They say, I'm very busy. I say, show me your phone. So I see more emails flying to the females. That look busy, children. So this type of thing, you see. So go read, go put Google, Ariel Sharon, and see. 8 years, Allah left him in sacraments. 8 years. Best doctors, best physicians, specialists, no one could help. Allah is showing us, I will punish you, make you a sample, an example for humanity and posterity. Then came Ismail Haniya. He was a Hafiz. His father was a big sheikh. He was a Hafiz of Quran, ready to make imamate, heal from jihad. Ismail Haniya's golden sentence, every one of you who learns some Arabic, know Arabic, you should know. وقال قائدنا إسماعيل لن نعترف بإسرائيل. وقال قائدنا إسماعيل our leader, I met Hamas, Alhamdulillah. So you must know our leader Ismail Aniya. But in Arabic you just say وقال قائدنا إسماعيل لن نعترف بإسرائيل. We will never ever recognize Israel. We will fight the land and liberate Palestine. But the Shias, they set him up. How they set Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu up in the year 61 after Hijrah. They invited him to Iraq, invited him, Iraq, Karbala, all. And I challenged the Shias throughout the world. I say, I prove to you, not from our kitabs, from your kitab, that you are the ones who martyred and you know. Until today, not one Shia can come and ask this point. I sent it out how many times, you must remember. So they called him there, they say, you are a special guest and so forth, and they told the Jutlas, he's there in that building, does that, and then they martyred him. Then Yahya Sinwar, wa ma adraka man Yahya, who is Yahya Sinwar? He changed the landscape of the world. Today there's now trumpeting away and all that. He can't remember how many prostitutes he slept with. You know? So that is Trump and that. You must be the truth for what you fight and all this thing. So you must remember that Yahya Sinwar, they put so many restrictions. He built the best tunnels in the world. Go to Gaza and just study the tunnels. You know, they don't allow us, just Google it and see what tunnels they built. One hostage here, one day, all these things here. The Jutlas came with their arms, ammunition, America, Europe. No one could. Until today, they intact, you must remember. They said Yahya Sinwar is hiding there. Not hiding. He was Amirul Jaish, commander-in-chief. He's right in the first serve. His face is covered, just his eyes are exposed. And the last moment of his life, 3 days, he never had water, he never had food. And he took on the Jutlas. And when they shot him, and then they injured him, his last move was, you see this? Asa, fama tilka bi yaminika ya Musa. So he called Ahia Asa. So he took the last move, the stick he had, bleeding. He knows his sakarat. He's going to meet Allah Ta'ala. And he throws the stick. He changed the Arabic language, brothers and sisters. Today, when you fight your enemy and you know your time is up, then you say, and you meet some movement, you say, Ramaytuhu bi asas Sinwar. I took the stick of Sinwar and I threw it against the enemy. What a lesson, inspiration, motivation. Just go read about him. He changed the life of the Westerners. They said that, look at this man. Right, we said terrorists. But when they were releasing the hostages, the one lady, her name Emily, she kept on looking at them. She told them, keep me here. The water in Gaza is different. The people in Gaza are different. And that is the Jutlas could never accept it. The medical fraternity said they are in stable condition. And they told their people, our people, our ladies are getting raped. They'll come back pregnant. And they saw, and we see what they're doing with our Palestinians. They are raping them, torturing them, persecuting them. So that is the beauty of Islam. So understand what who are Hamas. Hamas are standing for Islam and so forth. Who are the Jutlas? Jutlas are the murderers of prophets and messengers. Fariqan kazzabtum wa fariqan taqtulun. Who are the Jutlas? The only people in the noble Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, He, Allah Jalla Ala, let the metamorphosis take place. Allah Ta'ala made masakh. Allah transformed them into swines and monkeys. No nation, Allah said in the Quran, beside the Jutlas, chapter 5, verse number 60. Surah 5, Surah Maidah, verse 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. And Allah Ta'ala says in chapter 7, verse 167, the Jutla can be anywhere in the world. It can be in America, it can be in Israel, South Africa, but wherever. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish them, punish them, punish them. So they are a nation who are cursed by Allah. They are a nation who are mu'azzab ila yawmil qiyamah. The punishment will continue. Whether it is Hitler, whether it is Hamas, whether it is Houthis, whether it is who and who, or whether it is Abdul Qadir Husseini. Not this Abdul Qadir Husseini, who read the history of Palestine, there was a Mujahid Abdul Qadir Husseini. Israel was established in May 14, 1948. In April 1948, Abdul Qadir Husseini, he went to the Arab regimes, he told them, help us. They laughed at him. They said, go, Allah will give us honor. And he made his own army. And they said, imma al-shahada wa imma al-ghanima. Either we go for martyrdom or either we go for victory against them. And see how Allah let their name shine in them. Our philosophy in Islam is lan nastaslim li ahad. The enemies, whether it be America, whether it be Europe, whether it be Israel, they want, we must surrender. So Hamas told them, the children told them, lan nastaslim li ahad. We will never surrender to anybody. We live here. Let me give you one, two incidents. Who are the Palestinians and what they do? I went to Palestine 5 times with Allah's help. We fasten the haram also there with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Last trip I went 2013, I had to go with the group. So they said, come here, they called me first. They took me into a room and then they interrogated me 5 hours there. Said, you troublemaker, why you want to go inside? They stamped my passport and they said, Mamnu, like in Hebrew and Arabic, Mamnu Uddukhul. You're not allowed and you won't be allowed. We say we will be allowed. We will still go in. We will go in Ba'd al-Fajr, after victory, after liberation, inshallah. You must have that desire, all of you. Run around here and there, go honeymoon here. When you come back, the moon is missing and the honey also is missing. So you must go, inshallah. Botswana, you can go, isn't it? Ajirafiq, they can go. Can you go to Palestine? Hold yourself. Yeah? So why you don't go? You must go. So this time. So you must remember, they say you AK, you troublemaker. I say I'm not AK-47, I'm AK-255. So they ask me, what is AK-255? I said AK Ayatul Kursi and verse number 255. AK-255 is more powerful than... We must have yaqeen in Allah Jalla wa. So it is 1992. So you must remember this. From South Africa, 15, 16 ulama were invited. Allah's fazal, Allah's karam, my name also came. We still under apartheid, you know, apartheid finished up in South Africa in 94. So one day, I was friendly with his father and son. So we had 1-2 days left to return to South Africa. His son's name was Qaqa. They keep Mujahideen's name. So I told Qaqa, you Qaqa, my heart tells me I must take you back to South Africa. You must come with me. I am facing Aqsa, and this 9-year-old boy is facing me. He come here halfway. So look at the answer he gave, he made me cry. He said, Sheikh, you telling me about your Junubi Africa. If I leave here, who will defend and protect Masjid al-Aqsa? And he pointed to Aqsa. Bacche bacche ki dil pe hai. Every child knows that I have to do something for Aqsa. But me and you, this Ummah, we don't have time for Aqsa. We don't have time for our first Qibla. Be honest about it. Your soccer team, your cricket team, your haram team, filled with haramis, you must remember to use the word haramis in the Quran also, Zanif. So you must remember that. That such people, we support them, and so forth. But when Palestine, our children are being massacred, our men and women, don't believe this 40,000-60,000, more than 250,000 people have been marked and murdered in Gaza al-Mubarakah. 1/10 of the population already. So what these children say? I saw my own eyes. They have nothing. They have iman in their heart. They have stones, the truth. And then they hide behind this wall, behind that pillar. When the Jutlas come, army come, then they start firing the stones. Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud, inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa yaqul. Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud. Hey Jutla, remember Khaybar. Khaybar took place in the 7th year of the Hijrah, in the month of Muharram, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the leader, gave him the flag and everything. And he's known as Fatih al-Khaybar. So they're reminding them how we defeated you in Khaybar and sent 93-94 of you Jutla straight to hell. We are coming for you again and again and again. Our mothers, our sisters, when they come to Aqsa, then what they say, بِرُوح بِدَّمْ نَفْدِيكَ يَا Aqsa. That, oh Aqsa, you must never fall. We will fall defending you, oh Aqsa. We give our life for you. We give our blood for you. But we don't, will never ever negotiate. We will never ever compromise on this issue. So this is where we stand, my friends. The Arab regimes, Ma'al Asafi Shadid, majority of them, hopeless, useless characters. Daytime they will speak of Palestine, nighttime they will America, and nighttime they will Israel, making deals and so forth and so on. So my final message to all of you is this. 3-4 things we all can do. Itara. When last did you read a book on Palestine? The first word Allah revealed, Itara. When last did you read? We don't read. Number two, when last did you cry for Palestine, for the Ummah, who's bleeding, suffering in Kashmir, who's bleeding, suffering in Afghanistan, who's bleeding, suffering in Sudan, who's bleeding, suffering in Burma. But we live in comfort zone, then we become oblivious of the plight of the Ummah. Because our life is good. Kana, pina, sona, pahana, what we have to worry. So that is not the Ummah. Number one, read. Number two, start crying to Allah, dua. Number three, those of you who got the means, speak to your wife, tell her this year, no, Dubai and India and here and there and South Africa, we're going Aqsa. You in Ramadan, why you don't go? Go and show. I'm passing the fatwa on the radio every day. You in this day and this age, you will get more thawab if you go to Aqsa, then go to Makkah, Medina. If you perform Hajj Umrah already, now you go make Nafil Umrah, Nafil Hajj. Go to Aqsa, take your zakat money, and go and show them, we are a nation, we will stand with you in your hour of difficulty. We will do inshallah. That inshallah you'll make it also just like the people in Gaza, like never ate for 3 days. You will do inshallah. Yeah, quickly I make all of you memory, you see. Read the dua. Allahumma yammin kitabi. You see, tomorrow, Sunday, we're going back, me and my brother, you see, Haji Suleiman, you see, inshallah, back to South Africa. So before we go in the plane, you need boarding pass. So before we go to Jannah, we need boarding pass. But the boarding pass must come in our right hand. So Allahumma yammin kitabi. Ya Allah, give me book of deeds in right hand. So when the book of deeds come in the right hand, Allah says, Ulaika ashabul maimun. That's the meaning there. Not speaking them. So that is just my kali kali masala I put there. So you must remember, you must make dua. We get our book of deeds in the right hand, and we become maimana, and we all go into Jannatul Firdaus. Inshallah, azan will go now, and then the sunnats, and then inshallah, the khutbah and salat. I thank all the trustees, all the imams, and all of you. Barakallahu feek, jazakallahu khair.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
كائد إلا هو، وما مراد العاشقين في الدارين إلا هو، وما طلب الواصلين في الكونين إلا هو. المخلوق كلهم ضعفاء لا قوي إلا هو، والناس كلهم فقراء لا غني إلا هو. لا واجد ولا ناصر إلا هو. هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض؟ لا إله إلا هو. يونس في بطن الحوت حين ناجاه قال لا إله إلا هو. يوسف في قعر البير حين ناداه قال لا إله إلا هو. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. معاشر المسلمين، اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة، ولذتها فانية، وحاصلها فوت، وآخرها موت. قال عز وجل: كل نفس ذائقة الموت. إخواني، البدن ضعيف ضعيف، والسفر طويل طويل، والبحر عميق عميق، والزاد قليل قليل، والصراط دقيق دقيق، وتقول النار هل من مزيد، وتقول الجنة وعدي وعدي، ويكون كل ملك مقرب ونبي مرسل يوم القيامة: يا ربنا نفسي نفسي. ويقول آدم صفي الله يوم القيامة: يا ربنا نفسي نفسي. ويقول نوح نجي الله يوم القيامة: يا ربنا نفسي نفسي. ويقول إبراهيم خليل الله يوم القيامة: يا ربنا نفسي نفسي. ويقول موسى كليم الله يوم القيامة: يا ربنا نفسي نفسي. ويقول عيسى روح الله يوم القيامة: يا ربنا نفسي نفسي. ويقول حبيبنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم القيامة: أمتي أمتي. ويقول الله عز وجل يوم القيامة: عبادي عبادي، لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم الآيات وذكر الحكيم، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، خصوصا من أصل الأريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى الزاهر الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم، وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين يا رب العالمين. اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم احدا. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين الملعونين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني اذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. اقم الصلاه. Lighten the sufu, brothers, please switch off all the cell phones, please. They are the back, you brothers. Lighten the sufus also.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. stood in the Allahu Akbar, Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر أكبر الله أكبر الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر أكبر الله أكبر أكبر الله الله أكبر الله أكبر أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد السلام والسلام تبارك هذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وطعنا وغفرانك ربنا ولك المصير اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامنعنا عن الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص والاستقامة اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.